Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of SaaS Marketing Makeover. I am pumped, excited, can't wait. I'm being joined by the one and only Michaela Dempsey. Welcome to the show, Michaela.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm really thrilled to be here today.
Well, we're excited to have you. Now, Michaela is a perfect witness. How raw is this? Like, do you really
know? This is worse than I thought. I thought I did at least a tip. If I thought I could bribe someone and have an edge, I would have done it. I couldn't. And I just want you all to know that. And anyone who knows
me, she was going to Venmo me $10,000. And I said, no. Like, this was no. We were excited to check this out. So, the way it works, just for everybody tuning in again today, Michaela and I are going to look at a random website. We're going to try to find the most affirming way of pointing out, here's some opportunities that we would do if we were essentially the CMO. In other words, the irony is I've found the best ideas come when you're on the outside. It's hard and sometimes implementing those ideas. So we're hopefully going to give whoever this company is today some ideas from the outside of what they could maybe do to grow their marketing. Sound good?
Perfect.
Awesome. Well, Adam, can you pull up the wheel for us? I'm putting Brian on for a second because, Brian, you found a company I've never heard of, and this is the first time in the whole show where I've never heard of a company that you guys chose.
They are on the come up. So you're going to have fun with this one.
All right. All right. Thank you. Michaela, do you know this one?
No, I just Googled it.
All right. I'm going to share my screen so we can operate.
I don't know what we're supposed to do, but I got to do that. I got to do something.
Yeah. All right. Can you see my screen?
I can.
All right. So Brian's telling me these guys are on the come up. I thought I lived this world. Like, I mean, I am in SaaS, like as deep as I thought I could go. Apparently not deep enough. So let's check out Miro. Am I saying that right? Is it Miro? Myro?
Yeah, it's probably like the artist, Miro.
I'm going to go Miro. I like that. Okay. So, okay. So we're like a whiteboard.
Yeah, it's a whiteboard.
Okay.
But it's probably a digital whiteboard.
Okay. So we have three boards and unlimited teammates. I want to start with a quick question for you. What have you seen with the unlimited teammates, like unlimited seats in SaaS right now? Like, because I still feel like seats is a pretty common way of billing. It looks like they're billing by boards, not seats. What's your take on that?
I mean, I don't know what their pricing structure is, but it would, if, you know, obviously as they grow, they're going to really probably want to go buy seats. But how old are, do you know how old they are as a company?
No,
you know, one thing that's really interesting that years ago, I did an outreach through LinkedIn and found that if you put the most expensive one first of the pricing plan, you have a higher chance of actually getting people to go in that direction. And the reason is that they tend to want to do the right thing for their company versus be cheap. When you do it the other way, they feel like they're taking that first step. And if they need to expand it, then they'll go for the higher dollar amount. But so if that's they switch right, that around, I think that would help them quite a bit.
So you'd like them to do it like MailChimp's doing it, where they're going
right. Exactly. Because you think you're doing the right thing. And then are you basically being a little chintzy for your business by picking the less expensive choice?
Okay. And they are doing a weird thing. So actually I get what they're doing now. So what they're doing is they must have data, let's say their mixed panel, Pendo, Heap, whatever they're using, that if they can get multiple team members into the platform, it's more successful because they're actually billing by seat, if you'll notice here. But they're not doing it on the free plan. And when I do talk with CMOs and some of SaaS companies, one of their best activation tricks is they know that if they can get someone to invite someone from their team to the product, their adoption rate and like activation from freemium to premium goes way up.
Oh, it's huge because people then they've tested the product. It's like a free trial, honestly. I mean, it is a free trial, but I mean, really getting other users engaged on it. Probably what you can't do is save your whiteboards or something. I mean, who knows?
Or they limit you to three or they have like a right. way of getting you. So let's assume we have an idea of what this is. So it's kind of like Trello on crack, I guess. Like,
yeah.
Because it's like a
Without the cute taco dog, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Okay, so let me see if I can watch the product demo. Oh, that's cool. Looks like it's pretty quick too.
Use our pre-built template library for a quick start or create your own custom templates. No matter where you're located, you can work together as if you're in the same room. Plus, our robust toolkit and collaboration suite helps your team get more done faster. You can integrate all your files, screenshots, docs, Jira cards, sticky notes, spreadsheets, and other information from the tools you use directly into Miro, so you always have a single collaboration hub. It's time for teamwork to get an upgrade.
Okay. I have an honest question for you.
Yeah.
Do you actually work like this, or am I just the only a-hole in the world who just works like more independently? I'm like trying to figure this out here.
Well, you know, one of the things that the pandemic has done is really caused us to laser in on what we do and we don't do. And we certainly don't live like that. We want things a little more simplified. And most of us probably work at the seat of our pants, honestly. So.
No, I like that. No, I think you're, yeah, I think you and I are kind of on the same page here. But let's look at this as if we did work this way. So everything you need to do better work. Okay, so when they take this place, it reminds me of like this. So you have Airtable and you have Notion. Both of these like organizations, in my opinion, are not satisfied with one thing. So like Notion wants to take all these things when most of us use it for one, right? Airtable wants to do one workspace, endless solutions. They're essentially doing the same thing, but they're just calling it collaboration. And you can kind of see that, right? Like it's all these different things of like a note-taking app plus like a collaboration, like a Trello plus a planning. When you would market it, would you – like, how would you decide which one of these to focus on? Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, really, I think these are, this product is for product development teams mostly. And okay. So I think I'd bring more customer into it and how they brought their product around and then maybe introduced it to other areas of the business so that they could extend the seats throughout the organization. So maybe the sidesteps to product would be product management and product marketing, and the product marketing then might bring it into marketing, and product management might bring it into operations, and so you could then that way spread it across the business. So I would sort of look at it that way. I mean, it is the one challenge I had years ago. I worked at a company called Apptelligent or Criticism, that it was its name before it changed its name, and we did market to developers, and they are complex to market to. And so they
we have a lot of DevOps clients.
I'm surprised they have
this animation stuff, working like this.
Right. Like they don't tend to dig on the animation stuff.
Well, and I haven't seen a lot of the develop, like the clients we work with, and they're publicly traded, you know, DevOps type clients. They don't sell these types of features. Like I haven't seen collaboration as a huge value prop in the dev community.
It isn't, but this year would be. So for a pandemic year, everyone's working remotely, then collaboration is critical because they certainly aren't sitting side by side right now, right? So having the ability to have a board like this and go out there in this this current environment, and then of course, how are we returning back to work? So this will extend at least for another year, the word collaboration, simplification, all those areas are what's critical because everyone has heavy burnout from all that's going on. I mean, we're all living in our homes all the time.
I like what you're saying. I think I finally came up with what I can articulate where I'm coming from. I don't ever like this from a marketing perspective. I'm not saying it can't work, but this is what I don't like. This is what I want to work on if I was with Miro. This is a product that essentially is the same product that they're saying, and they're giving you ways you could use it. Does that make sense?
Right.
I think the hard part here, if you're the marketer, is how do I prove the value of these types of things. These all seem like nice to haves, not need to haves, if that makes sense. If I'm a software developer. So what I'm trying to say, when we write our copy, I don't like selling efficiency. I think it's hard to sell cost savings compared to effectiveness a lot of times, especially with value selling. So how would we sell this? I don't see the value.
A customer, right? I mean, are they leveraging their customers at all? Because they're just leveraging graphics, but the customer, like seeing the customer though, the human side of it.
Yeah, I just don't know if they are trying to use a customer, but this is one of the unfortunate.
I know, but it's not human. Like every pit feels cold and
well, it's a bad quote. Because it makes you think that they don't pull it off if you read it, right? Miro is one of the online tools that tries to. You hear that? Like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? So it doesn't say Miro is one of the online tools that makes collaboration.
But as a software engineer, I mean, it's going to be hard for them to really, you know, give you what you want.
Visualize complex ideas, okay? But here's my problem though, right? So let's say theoretically for this product to work, you need more than two developers. You to get to the point of collaboration, right? You need a larger team.
Right.
So how would I sell this at $16 a month per user? It's actually a pretty expensive product to a certain extent. Why do I need it? I guess is where I'm coming from. Like, and I don't know if I understand that yet. Like, why do I need this?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they had customer stories in there, if they brought like a day in the life or across a year, like you could, what would be great is to bring it across, you know, the flow from when we went into lockdown and how their teams were still able to collaborate, build out products and really excel by using this tool. Right.
Yeah, but you and I are collaborating right now on screen share.
Sorry. I didn't.
But right. You and I are collaborating on screen share technically, right? That is what we're doing.
We are, but it's not documenting it. Like in product development, it has to be documented. And in most other places, it needs to be documented. And no one likes documenting.
And so this increases your adoption of documentation?
Correct.
I'm trying to get to why.
I'm not sure. I don't fully know because I don't know the product well enough.
You get what I'm saying? Like usually like, okay, so if I go to like, watch this. This is what I mean by this, watch. Like if I go to Workday, right? Like I'll just give you like your own little example here. But if I go to Workday,
right?
The system that evolves as your business evolves. See how a single finance and HR system helps you meet the future with confidence. Okay, you're proposing the value of Workday is that you have a single system to integrate finance and people.
Right.
Okay.
Because you're working against all one tool and all the different functions speak to each other.
Correct. And then you have all these customer stories, like you're saying, you've done an amazing job here.
But the customer story is what really, you know, I believe sells the product, right? I've always believed that though. So it's hearing the words your customers use and using those words in your marketing and your messaging and understanding your persona and kind of giving them their moment using your product. It's as simple as that because you're building software to simplify someone's life and make their day easier.
So no, 100%. And that's what you're doing for what they're doing, right? They want their whole thing is collaboration, correct?
Right. But they probably pivoted on that mostly during the pandemic is my guess. Mm,
I see what you're saying. So it wasn't, I get what you're saying. So let's just say we're a digital whiteboard, right? So we're a work management solution to a certain extent, maybe a more interactive or better version of Trello, version of Trello. Okay. So why do I need this product over maybe a cheaper, because it's not cheap, right?
Right.
Like, Trello's free, right? Google, a lot of the stuff they're doing free, like it's not, I'm paying for it. So why? That's what I'm not getting from their marketing. That's my point. I think you're.
Do they have a customer section? Do they have a place where they have?
I got big logos.
So they have it by use cases.
I got use cases, correct? Where I can see some like features, right?
I mean, if I were here, I would see if I could bring out sort of a day in a life or a customer and really show how their team has collaborated, even if it was through videos like the one, you know, what we're doing right now, where the product is at the center and you're really seeing how it functions and how teams are using it.
You want to
like their own homes, right? Because that shows
Cisco mapped out their customer journey, and then we have a video of Cisco right here.
We'll play it.
Well, no, I'm like making it up. That's what you're saying though, right? It's like I wrote
this. That's what I'm saying.
I was messing with the CSS. But yeah, like essentially, like
you're not supposed to.
You're
do
like,
that.
Yeah, Garrett, this is great. Wow, cute video. Oh, that's classic.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, because they're showing us this, right? But it'd be cool to see how, you know, Jira built out living documentation. But what I want to see and what I found to work for me is if you go here and you say, by focusing on iterative documentation, Jira was able to decrease time to ship by 25% in the first quarter. See how you can too. It's kind of what I'm saying. Like, this is what I'm missing. Right. I want to know what outcome I get. These are all, it's very utopic. Does that make sense? Like, the product is pitching this utopia, but I want it to sell me on the outcome.
Personally, if you scroll down on their homepage, they have a fellow, Kevin Young, who's at Instapage. Like, that to me is like, look at him. He's great. He's one of the users, right? And if you go down,
oh my god, 20% faster! I never saw that copy. We wrote the same copy on accident. That's hilarious,
right? So all I'm saying is like that. I would bring up. I would bring this. I don't think from selling to developers that they really like animation. They just don't, unless it's real animation that they're trying to watch, like anime. But
no, I get exactly what you're saying.
And so you want the bright colors. You want the customer face. Like their lower half of that homepage is quite lovely.
Well, right? Yeah, and they kind of like everything you need to do better work. And then they have like these pieces. They have the pioneers, which I think is a cool thing. 15 million users is not chump change.
Like, no, that's what I'm saying. All the juice is down at the bottom.
Huh. Do you think they're maybe big with students? Kind of like the
president? I feel like someone stuffed the top in of the website. Like they had this person on their founder team that wanted to have that up there.
All right. Yeah, it's very feature centric. It is very feature centric. Instead of like, it's very dev, it's like, it's something like a dev does, right? They want to show all the features the product does instead of what the marketer does, which says, hey, we're going to let other people
I feel you, marketing team. I know it happened to you. We're here for you.
I love it. No, I love it. Now, let's look at their call to action. So let's say we didn't want to start a whiteboard. How easy is it?
I don't know. You going to try it?
Like name, work email.
I bet it's got a second step to that.
Let's see.
It's like a tricky.
What? I'm talking crap on my default? Come on, baby. That's my password. All right, let's see. So now I got to.
Okay, I got to go to your email.
Yeah, I got to do the game, right?
Let's see.
I love my phone with doing this. Wouldn't it be great if our desktops did that?
I know. It would be awesome. Eventually. Yeah,
okay, so join your company. Great. My own company uses it.
That's a friend of mine. I have a Miro account.
I love that. My whole company's like on it. I'm over here.
Oh,
like
my God.
Okay. Brainwriting product roadmap. So. Mind map.
So their customer page.
Oh, I've already reached
their customer page. Their customer page is great.
Yeah.
That should be their homepage.
Do they have a customer page? Let's go.
Yeah, you have to go to the bottom. Scroll to the bottom of the Miro site and then all the way over to the sign, which says all the stuff.
Oh, no, I got to sign out. I'm stuck in this endless login. Well,
if I could show my screen, I would show it, but I can't.
Okay, let's see. I'll go down there first. All right, so you're saying where's customers?
I love the color. I love the feeling. I love the vibe.
Oh, yeah. Marketing
team, sweet. I know what's going on. Founders, okay, so, people, be nice.
This would be a crazy case study that we could, or a test we could run. What if we just change the CTA to like get started?
Right. Couldn't this be the homepage?
Our customers are building some of the world's most original, useful, and loved products. Yeah, I think they're selling it way better right here.
Yeah, they are.
Look, 70%.
This is a French strike. They're French striking over here, and they've got a competition going on with the other homepage. I guarantee you that's what's going on.
This is cool.
I put money on that. Strike.
We used to rely on emails and Google Docs. Now the way we get our board set up means we get clicked over. Yeah, like they're
– that's the star. Did they pay you to bring this up so they could get this moved over to their homepage, Garrett? Is that what's going on here? I feel like
we got to get them to fill out our form. We can talk to them because this thing's pretty sweet. I'm on the same page as you. I wonder too.
So much better. It's great.
I want to
be part of this company. You know what I mean? Like, I want to buy their software. It's got energy. It looks fun. It looks collaborative. It says over 15 million professionals trust us worldwide. That, like, bam.
No, it's amazing. I'm right there with you. And they have this thing too where, I mean, for you and I, it's like the dream of a marketer to have user-generated, like, product-driven content, like templates like this, because you can rank, I think, for all – let me see. I want to see if they're leveraging them, because see icebreaker templates, and then you can rank now for all the use cases of your product for all your boards, and then you can – like, that's how essentially, like, a lot of these, like, functional collaboration tools have grown so well – is they use these templates for the growth, and they have some good amounts of them. Let's see if they're actually been successful with that. So we're going to take this subfolder. I want to throw it in SEMrush.
You know that 95% of the Fortune 100 uses Miro? I do now.
Where the heck was that? Where was that?
That isn't about Miro.
Jesus.
None of these things are on their homepage.
That's crazy. Yeah, they're spending a lot on paid. They have this massive budget. I'm really just want to see this real quick on the filters. I want to see how this user-generated content, because this is one of the easiest ways to lower your customer acquisition cost and then drive growth, because you can have this like natural product-driven content acquisition strategy. And it's driving 165K in traffic, so it's not bad. It's actually working for them. I would double down here on the templates. I don't think they're doing this as well as some of the other players I've seen in the space, like, let's see, watch like templates here from like Airtable. See how they have this massive, and this is super scalable. And this is where you can drive that success, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
I want to go back to what you're saying though. So at the very bottom, you found
on go back down and go to the about, and then look at, they did name themselves after Juan Miro. And then you get the colors and the shapes and everything. Like, bring that up.
That's cool. That is cool. 95. Yeah, you can't have.
It's so much more fun. It's so much more fun than their homepage, even this.
Yeah, so watch. If you just did that same thing you're talking about and you used here and you just wrote it like this, right? So 15 million plus users trust Miro worldwide. And then, but you got to add in that second part.
Right. Yeah, that 95% of the Fortune. Yeah, I like it. It's a no-brainer then. It's awesome. Paul, we feel you. We're sorry.
The thing for you, right, is that, like, the tool comes across as slightly gimmicky and childish, like you don't really need it. And then when you hear 95% of the Fortune 100 use it, you're like, wait a second, maybe it's more powerful than I gave it credit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Because when I looked at it, you heard me, right? I was very much.
No, it's just the way it's amazing what one page can do, right?
Well, yeah, because it's such a nice to have, and it doesn't come across as a need to have, which is what I would argue is probably the biggest problem in their growth, is they get all these people that sign up for the trial, it's hard to activate them.
Right. And then they get all that stuff in their database that they don't really want to have. Damn.
Yeah, what's the business case, right? Like, it's not that easy to convince someone that we need a digital whiteboard.
Oh, you think that's inexpensive now, don't you? Now, all of a sudden, you want to pay $16 a seat. You've changed your mind just in the midst of this session. Look at
yeah, they just need to sell it. You're spot on. You're spot on. I do want to see a quote here or some logos, like, so that if you go back to this page, see how there's nothing, like, they didn't sell me here. In this one moment, like I reference this all the time, but we did something with Sumo Logic.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Where see how you're in good company, more than 2,100 enterprises, and you can see the logos and stuff. Like, Sumo Logic's done a great job there. I want to see that, like, positive affirmation in this moment of action. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in closing, Michaela, you're the CMO. Congratulations. You're the CMO.
Thank you.
You're going to do three things. What do you want to do?
I want to try having that page, the beautiful page, be their homepage. That's step one. Step two, I think, is really bringing more customer stories to light. And step three, I would probably do some kind of larger survey or research on that, bring that Fortune story to light and see what you can bring out there and, you know, where the rest of your customer base is going to come from. Like, is it global? Is, you know, maybe the global 2000, how does that work? You know, overall, they're backed by Accel and Iconic. So they have some really strong VCs. And then I'm looking at who's on their board, which is Google, Microsoft, et cetera. So they've got the power, they have the ability. And thank you for picking me as your CMO. I love that. Anyway, so that's probably what I would do.
I love that.
Sneaky side stuff too, because you have to do that as a marketer.
No, 100%. Amanda actually said, interesting that they haven't had a form fill other than the free trial. I love this point, Amanda. Like, what if you're not ready for a trial? What if, like, you want, because, like, the way I like to look at it is you have this, like, informational stage, and then you have this action stage. And this, a lot of times what we make this mistake of as marketers is we only allow people to interact with our brand as a B2B company if they want to give us money. And so how would you maybe, like, if you were them, bridge that gap of, if I'm not ready to do, like, product-led growth is great, but what about, like, just, I just want a little bit more information. But what would you maybe?
Well, it depends on how they have their sales team set up. So maybe for them, this is how they want to go. So I could imagine there was an internal struggle and they decided to just have stuff feed right through this way. I know when I was at Criticism/Apptelligent, we had a situation like this. So we started building out, because it was more for developers, content, right? And so then you'd have some content and you'd basically be able to go down that road and share that content before they did the free trial, right? But I would assume that they have something like that here, but they might not. The developers, they are very specific. They know what they're looking for. They do have great word of mouth. So sometimes even just, you know, doing things like a LinkedIn Live or any of those kind of things where they're more community-based is going to help them. And obviously, if this is a collaborative product, they should be able to do it while they're online doing something like this.
That would be great. Yeah, I think, Amanda, what I would maybe recommend there is they don't have any live chat. So I would have, like, my live chat pop up. This is not ready to start a whiteboard. And then I would kind of say, like, okay, you want a whiteboard? Obviously, CTA, it's really consistent throughout, which I think you do a great job of. Not ready? Chat with someone on our product team. And ideally, if I could somehow get that chat experience to pull up the Miro product, so, like, somehow, like, it would, like, auto open in Miro, and so I could be doing the interaction while collaborating, so I could get that product-led integration. I think that'd be a really clever way of bringing the product into the story. But this was fun, Michaela.
It was great. I'm really glad you guys. And I think it was fun that I did it now. Right?
It was more fun, right?
We had to uncover all that. That was great. So how?
It was in 30 minutes.
Idea?
How?
Yeah.
So essentially, this is what I did all our sales. And every single solitary person, I did a custom strategy for about 6 years. like me and the team. And so I ended up having to do, let's say, 3, 4, or 5 presentations a day. You learn how to do an audit of like a Fortune 100 brand in 30 to 45 minutes. So we just decided to like turn it into a show. And so like this is kind of like how I would build presentations, but we just do it live with a guest, completely raw. So yeah, it's kind of fun.
It's very fun. I'm glad. It was a great show and just really a lot of fun. So thank you so much for inviting me. It was awesome.
Well, we're glad to have you. That is a SaaS Marketing Makeover. Thank you, Miro, for being our muse. And tune in next week. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.